Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. 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 Calm down. Shh. Calm down. Calm down. It'll be okay. That's exactly how I felt whenever I got the opportunity to podcast with six amazing artists. Okay. It was like creating magic. It was like being around magic. It was like watching people in their element. And it was amazing. So I had the opportunity on June 17th to sit with six artists here in Oklahoma: Bruce Swain, Yak Let It Bang, Benzo the Bull, True Ambition, Uncle Slim, and Derek Cantu. We had such a fun time. So if you are ready, I wrote a magic spell to get you to the podcast so you can listen. Are you excited? Because I'm so excited. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. Abracadabra. Hello? Oh, still me. No, it didn't work. Okay. What was the magic words? I couldn't remember. What were they? Okay. It was True Era Presents Most Wanted Live Music Performance. Bam! That was it. Bye, guys!
TMA.
Hello!
Part two.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited to be here and very grateful because I think as artists, being able to have the ability to perform in front of people and not freak out because it's terrifying to use your voice sometimes. So the ability to perform in front of people is amazing. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to know you on another level.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's always good to have you personally. Straight up.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure.
For sure, bro. I was blessed to do the first interview with you, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. I'm hyped.
Yeah. I will say, our interview, I got way too stoned.
That was hilarious. I was gone.
I was like,
I was gone my damn self. So.
What are words? What is communication?
You're like, are we talking right
what
now?
What do I do with my hands?
Zoom and I were just like yapping at that point. We're just like, he's asking me questions. Like, I'm like asking his ass questions. We're like going at it like, yo.
And I'm in like a different reality. Like, oh, we're at my podcast. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Like, I'm here right now.
Right. Am I here? But yeah, music, the music y'all create, like, it does something to people. So you put a lot of thought and energy into it. And I think that's really cool. Like, do y'all recognize, like, things like that you're doing?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, because when you do music, it's influential. You literally can make a movement off of your words. And if you have something to say on a proper platform with the right support, I mean, sky's the limit, man. So, like, getting up on stage, like, it's not just for yourself. You're doing it for everybody that's in conjunction with you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're literally a conduit or a catalyst, like, for their energy. Like, if they're going to do great, they got to see you do great. And then it just feeds off of one another, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what I feel about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Putting that energy into what you do.
It's got to be there.
Yeah.
That's great.
So something like this, an event that you put on, Drew, did you put this all together?
Yes.
For sure.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What
yes.
Goes
1,000%.
Into...
A lot.
I guess I can't fully put it together. If anything reached out. I got you, King. Mm-hmm. If anything just kind of reached out to everybody that I knew that were as professional as I know them to be, and tried to connect some pieces, and they were the ones that helped me to bring this thing together. Yeah, if you please put it on, that'd be wonderful.
I'll have to get right up.
No, do your thing.
Sorry.
Yeah, she has to come into the spot because she has my tank top on, and I need that promo. No, but It was just the realms of all the people coming together in order to make this happen. Oh, y'all wilding. Yo, this shit is
easy fit.
Young King. Yo, I like that shirt. This is where the magic happens. Yo, that's a fact. Thank you. But if it wasn't for everyone here, I wouldn't be able to make this happen. So though I feel like, yes, I did the work, I feel like I could still do more work, and I'm now looking towards the future because this is happening. Now I'm on to the next. What I've already created or what I could put together, damn. Like that's it. But I'm not going to let that to deter me from growth, because each portion and thing that you do and you decide creates that piece that people always want to see, like, how did he get to there? Mm-hmm. I know that's how I saw it whenever I was paying attention to family growing, to Currency, some of my favorite music, you know what I'm saying? So I just like seeing that part personally. That just seeing growth and just the people around me, this is wonderful. This is dope. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. All right.
So as far as individually, what do you do to prepare for events like this?
I mean, like, the week of, man, you really want to relax. You want to, you know, keep your mind clear. But you do also want to practice. You do want to rehearse, you know, get your times in like that. But you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself. Because when you start to do that, you start to sweat. You start to do that and you might choke. You know, because you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Once you understand that you're relaxed and you got it, like, it's, like I said, man, there's nothing that you can't do. I mean, once it's resting there in your head, it's there. It's not going to leave. I mean, like my man said when we was chilling earlier, it's like he could do a song in his sleep because he knows it so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as an artist, you got to listen to your own music almost more than you listen to the music that's popular nowadays. So that way you critique yourself. So that way when you do get ready to perform, you're like, okay, I know that pocket I missed. You know what I'm saying? I got to go back and feel that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, because there's certain things that we do, like, during recording that you're not doing on stage. It's
right.
Things that we had to fill pockets in is recording that we're not doing on stage. So us missing a breath here or, you know, missing a lyric there, like, you got to understand, that's where we possibly had a punch in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
yeah.
A lot of people don't talk about that shit, but that's, I mean, find me an artist that ain't done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to do that. So to actually give you the full effect of what we punched in, the plugins, all of that stuff, you know, and put it on stage, it takes a lot of effort because, you know, it's a lot of space in between there where you did those ad-libs and you need that person on there to hype it up, to get it right. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So that way you don't miss your cue, because if you're focusing on killing this part, you might forget to kill that part.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So, like it's just, you know, understanding your own shit, relaxing, and just keeping your mind there, man. Because if you stress too much about it, just like with anything, if you're taking a fucking test, you could ace that shit all day. But if you're pressuring yourself on that shit, you're going to fuck up and you get a C and then you kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't want to be that extreme, but you get what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, you don't want to defeat yourself off of one mistake.
Mm.
You know, you got to learn from how you lose.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So what do, Derek?
To prepare, really, just like you said, I go over stuff. Like, I'm weird. The way I retain things,
so.
It has to be like within a couple of days of the show. So like within a couple of days is when I'm really rehearsing, like for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be fresh on my mind. I can't do it like a week in advance and be like, all right, I done rehearsed. That doesn't work for me. That's just how I do it. Like, I know people that would like instantly write a verse, go in the booth and know their whole verse, and I'm not one of those.
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna say, like, I'm just not that person. I don't retain. I'm on to the next thing, I think, way too quickly.
Absolutely.
I never like retain my flows like that.
Okay.
I have to listen to him a lot, and a lot of people probably don't know that about me. Like,
they
have to
do
listen
now.
To him. He knows. He knows. Like, I don't retain shit. Like, I'm on to the net. He's like, how do you not know this? We did this 2 months ago.
Aries.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it just is what it is. It's like, I should know this, And I know rappers that are really good at, like, yeah, just spitting out bars, spewing out anything at the drop of a hat. And I guess it's just for me, it's like retaining everything, making sure I got that locked in. And then after that, like you said, it's like really like I get loose. I think I like, you know, I kind of unwind to make sure like the show's going to be as good as possible. Because if you're uptight about something, like you said, you might fuck up because you're like, hey, I'm worried about X, Y, Z, or worried about this part. And it's just like, I think you really need to enjoy music. I told these people before we leave, like, you got to always do it because you love it. Yeah. That's why I'm doing it. Like, I love music. Like, I have did it for free. People say, would you do this for free? I have. I've been doing it for free. What you talking about? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love music. So it's like, I'm always going to do it no matter what, no matter if it's some shape or form. But I just basically make sure I get my lyrics down. You know, if you don't, you know what I'm saying? There's a new song we got going on tonight. Ooh. For the first time ever, okay. Me and Ben, and it's really cool. It's really intricate. So it's like, we definitely practice. Like, we had a whole practice session yesterday, and I was like, I'm glad you came, because I didn't know this shit. Like, I straight up just didn't lie. I was like, and he knew. He was like, ooh, we can't do this again. But no, it feels good now. We woke up feeling good. We're right. It's all about making sure, like I said, I don't care if there's 3 people here, bro. Like, I'm going to perform like there's 1,000 people here.
Yes.
Because if you're not, then when you actually get the chance and you do it in front of 1,000 people, you're not ready.
Right.
So I just make sure I always got the mindset, like, I don't care how it is, I'm going to make sure they know right. What I came to do. Like, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Benzo, what do you do?
What's up? I see me. It's a mixture of what they mentioned. I'm a little bit more behind the scenes, so I get a lot of mixes together for the artists.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like lay out a blueprint of how things could go visually. And then as far as like a sequence of track listing, that's like your science, that's your hard work in my mind, the administrative stuff to get ready for a show, put it that way. Have things backed up as well, because you know Murphy's Law is real. So I'm like, I get all that out the way, and then, of course, there are moments where you have to be last-minute crunch time, but in between, try to shut it down, like, prior to getting ready for a show, being able to, like, just be present in what you're doing in your life right then and there, because you've been working so hard on a future goal, if that goes into the mindset of, like, preparing for a show. You're so foresighted. You're like, okay, I do this, I do this, I do this, I'll be good. But if you sit down and you kind of just, like, embrace it, then you really start to hone in on, oh, now I see why I got my ad-libs placed right here, so I'm gonna prepare myself for this moment. And those little adjustments, I try my best to eat good, but given sometimes you're just working
right,
working in between what you're getting ready for, because life be lifing. So it's like you got to make sure your life is straight beforehand as well, and you're just trying your best to maintain. Like, you might get some rehearsing done in the car, put it that way.
And I think that's valid. That's really valid.
Like, we have to figure it out.
A lot of that goes into play, but making sure you restore yourself too, so you can be able to provide the energy that goes with it, because there's so much that gets exasperated even with just performing one song. So when you actually get the rehearsing, you recognize that, and you're like, okay, get your conditioning up, per se, practice. And then you feel more comfortable. Of course, you get some jitters when you're like, oh, it's coming up. You got 1 hour. This is about to happen.
Yeah.
But that's also a part of being present, too. So you've been preparing for that. So
it all preparing for the nerves. It's going to happen.
Once you get off your first ad-lib verse or a couple bars, you're like, it changes. It instantly, like, all right, I got this shit. Your swagger changes. Like, you literally, like, all right, your shoulders loosen up.
Flip that switch.
Yeah, there's something that changes where you're just like, because you can do something that nobody does off. Like, people can say, like, they can run, but they ain't up here with us. They're not doing it. Like, it is a gift. It's something that you're giving to somebody, and, like, I think that's super important to, like, recognize. Like, just throwing that out there, like, not everybody can do this, or they do it. Like, I don't care what they're saying. If they can't do it well, that's your gift. Like, you know, we're trying to give that to people. I think that's super important. That's the biggest important part. Just don't lose sight of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we'd love to monetize everything. We'd love to blow up and get money and do rap so we don't have to go to a regular 9-to-5, bro.
Yes, that's...
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'd love to just eat off of this. I would love to just eat off of this. But I think we, you know, just don't miss out on why you do this. Like, you love it, you know? Right.
Focus. So what do you do to prepare?
So I am kind of opposite of these guys in a way. I don't listen to myself that much. It's hard for me to listen to myself because then I'll just start picking everything apart. Like, I could have done this different, should have done this better, da da da. And then I'll just start hating on it. And I won't want nothing to do with it. So, but I do, like, you know, I'm also bad about waiting until crunch time to get in there and start practicing. So I only practice, you know, like a week up until the show, because like I said, if I sit here and listen and do my stuff, I'm like, man, this fucking sucks. So, but I mean, like, I know I'm dope, I know my shit's good, right. But it's just like, I don't know, it's like looking at baby pictures or something, you know, like if you look at, or like a Facebook post that you post like a couple years ago and it pops up on your memories and you're like, oh fuck, why did I say that? Like, why, what was I thinking? You know what I mean? So it's like I like my songs and I think they're dope, but I know if I just continue to just play it all the time, I'll just get caught up and be like, man.
So you just memorize your stuff very well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for the most part, I have like a certain amount of songs that I'm performing live.
Okay.
I'm not performing every song that I release live. Because, okay. I mean, I make slow songs. I make really sad shit no one wants to really hear when you're at a show. You know? No, like, oh, fuck, now we're all about to cry over here. So, yeah, but I, yeah, so I don't know. I just kind of crunch down a week or two before and just, I know I got to practice. So I'll go through my set, you know, like 2 or 3 times every other day or every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then just kind of rock with it, you know? But like they said, like when you get out there, it's all about timing. You got to know when to breathe. You got to know, like, all these different, like, what's going to happen in your own song.
Right.
So you don't trip up on yourself. And then on top of that, for me, I go out there, and like you said, you get a few bars out, and then you're like, oh, I'm the man, you know? So you're like, I'm like, oh, okay, I got this. And then it just, as cliche as it may sound, it's like something else takes over in a way, and you're just, like, rocking it. You it's like, weirdly, it's like, nothing else matters in that, like, you know, that 3.5 minutes or whatever the song might be until it's over. And that moment while you're performing, that's all that matters.
Do you feel like you connect with something else or some other, like, higher version of yourself?
Bro, I've always said this. Like, I think y'all could, like, artists, like, you can't get this type of high off of anything else.
Yeah, there's something.
Just something it brings to the table. And if someone's singing your music, you're just like, that's wild. You're like, you literally, like, know my stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's wild. Like, when you connect with somebody, there's not another high like that. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just weird that people take the time out of the day to go listen.
Anything else. That's why I chase. That's what I chase.
Yeah.
I chase that shit all the time.
Yeah, and it's addicting too, because once you get out there, like, I've had shows I've gone into where I'm like, I've got 5 songs, right? Ready to go, but leading up till then, I'm like, fuck that, I'm only doing 3 because I ain't, like, you know, I'm not feeling it right now. But then you get out there and you start doing your songs and you're like, man, you know, put this other one on there because I'm about to fuck this shit up, you know. Yeah, so yeah,
I'm present now.
What's up, Yak?
Yak in the building.
What's up with y'all, man?
Miss you, bro.
What's up?
Yeah,
pulling up on Yak.
Yeah, how you doing?
This is the homie
Elvis
Land, bro.
Yeah.
Here you go,
Yak.
What do you do
for the show?
You know, I run through it a couple times, smoke a whole bunch of joints, and, you know, just that's really it, you know.
Okay.
I go through it on the way up here, and I do it so much, I can really do this shit in my sleep. So it's just real. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up.
Shit, y'all took the words out of my mouth, man. Shit, I'm chilling. No, man, I do the same thing. I'll get fucking high as shit and be chilling and in a vibe. If I like come across like a new track, like it's one of those things. Like, I'll jump into my notes real quick, and just start writing down some shit, because it's like it's a vibe that's there, and I be feeling that. So it, I don't really try to like push myself too hard to try to write something if I'm not feeling it. Like I'm usually feeling it, so I'm usually writing. So when I'm in that zone, I'll write about three tracks, and then I'll chill out. I'll come back the next day, look at that shit, be like, okay, this is what I'm trying to get to. All right, let me start writing that shit and clean that shit up. And I got a whole ass process, by all means. I ain't gonna lie. Fucking, it took me a little bit. I used to speak all types of code words and shit. I feel like I done cleaned it up a lot. So it's definitely taking some time. So piece by piece.
Yeah. What inspires you the most to create? Who wants to give me that?
Pain.
Bam.
What'd you say?
Pain.
Pain? Pain?
A lot of pain. Yeah. I mean, because if an artist ain't delivering their shit through pain, I mean, then how are you really an artist? I mean, a lot of people go through so much shit. So, you know, drama and comedy always sell. Like, same thing make you laugh, make you cry. But it's what you bring to that motherfucking table. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be through pain, because that's the most relative thing. Like, I just seen some shit on Netflix, man, on Black Mirror. Jonah's awful. They had a shit where they said they could have made Jonah's awesome. Okay, but they put awful because people are more relative to fucked up shit than positivity. You get what I'm saying? So being able to put a song with some pain in there and some shit that you're going through, you're going to touch more demographics than talking about joyous shit. A lot of people don't even want to hear joyous shit, even though they want a joyful life. You get what I'm saying? People are masochists to their own shit, their own belief. But anyway, that's something different, man.
Thank you. So what was the question? I'm just joking. Like, what pushes you to, like, create?
What inspires you? Yeah, what pushes you?
As of late, really, to be honest, I think I've pushed myself a little too hard, where I was like, I need every bar, every line, everything to be perfect, because, like, how I just hold myself to this basically unreachable standard. And the boy Benzo over here, he was like, bro, you gotta reach for, like, I get it. He goes, I know you're a perfectionist, I understand. He goes, and you're amazing. He's, you're great. Like, he gave me all the love. He's like, but you gotta reach for something that's obtainable. So when I let go of all these expectations of, like, man, I need to be this great lyricist, I'm just the best at what I do. Like, they can only get Uncle Slim from Uncle Slim, they can only get TA from TA, they can only get Yak from Yak. You're not. It doesn't matter what blueprint we follow. It doesn't matter what you do. That's why they come to you. So I have to realize, like, whatever I do, like, just love it. Don't try to base it off of, like, hey, well, the people like this, because we all have done that. Mm-hmm. There ain't nobody here that's like, damn, are people going to fuck with this? It's always in your head.
Right.
But that kills a lot of creativity. It does. It kills, like, it's fuck what people think. The people that will come to it, and that love it for what it is, that's, it's art. Art is subjective. Art is subjective,
always.
Bro. You can, everything is subjective. You can say anything was art. The homie was talking about it the other day. He's like, you don't like art? He's like, that gumball machine is art if you look at it the right way. Right. And I was like, wow. I was like, what? And, like, you got to think, like, I do this because I love it, and I can't forget to do that. Yes, like I said, we come back to, like, we would love to monetize everything. Blow up, go hard, always do rap for a living, but, like, it always speaks to me. I've tried to leave. I took a hiatus for a couple years, you know, and then I met Ben, and it always calls me, bro. There's something about music that people can't get it. That's why you listen to it. That's why it's literally universal healing. Bob Marley says music could heal the world. Because, like, it doesn't bring, like, look at the demographics it brings together. You don't know some old country boy that works on the farm 24/7 ain't just listening to Little Baby 24/7. You don't know that. You don't know if that's just what he loves and what he buys. Music connects you to everybody.
Yes, it does.
Music connects you to, it has no bias. If you like it, you're gonna feel it. It doesn't matter at the end of the day what color you are, what demographic you're rich or poor. If that person feels what you're saying, that's what I push for. I'm making sure people relate to it. They're like, damn, I understand this. I feel this. I feel just like him. I'm not alone in the world. That shit means That's what it is.
You don't want them to just dance. You want them to bob their head.
I want them to make sure they remember.
They bob their head, they listen.
I want to make sure how they, like, feel. Like, remember how they feel. When they heard your music, I want them to be like, wow, I had this feeling. I want them to remember that feeling. That's it. That's what I strive for. That's what I go for every time. That's why I create.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. Okay. Psychedelics. Has anyone done psychedelics? Have you done psychedelics?
It's been a long time.
Yeah? Well, yeah. Psychedelics?
Yeah, for sure. 1,000%.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Experience? Anyone want to share an experience?
I think I shared my experience, didn't we?
You did share
okay,
it.
Okay, so good. Like, yeah, it was wild. Go anyone? Listen to the podcast. Go listen to the podcast, man.
I can piece together a DMT experience.
Okay.
Let's see. He said I can piece it together.
It wasn't, like, spontaneous. I was prepared to lead into it, so I had intentions set for myself. So it wasn't just, like, a bad trip. It was actually very vivid and wild to, like, have a moment where you're, like, kind of warped into the universe or some shit, man. It, like, pulls like, you away from yourself.
It
pulls you away from yourself just to kind of ask you some questions to give you an opportunity to answer what it is that you're, like, maybe, like, having a void with, like trying to understand purpose or maybe a meaning of it, and I got it. It's kind of like enjoy it and it'll come to you. And I was trying myself in the midst of the experience, I was kind of lured to something and I kept chasing it, and it was like wild to think
damn,
about
bro.
It. And it was like relax, let it come to you vibes, and it's just sitting there dancing right in front of me because I let myself chill, and it was really vivid to kind of like really take note
you're
of
like I'm taking this because I can't do that. I might as well be on this trip and not like try to force like what you're seeing. That's how it's got to be for me if I go harder, because I've only done shrooms.
Yeah.
And that shit was wild, though. But I took a lot my first time. Like a lot. Like, where we weren't... Dude had, like, a trash bag. And he was like, just grab a handful. And I was just eating them.
Never do that.
I was so... I was just like, bruh. She knows. The whole stories are wild, what I told her on the park. It's just... And I realized, I was like, cool. And I realized a lot about myself because I was saying some cool stuff. And I was like, man, I wish I could have like heard that again, because it was giving me reassurance that what I felt, you know, while I wasn't in the other realm of whatever, wherever the fuck I was, like that I was just, okay, I was like, this is valid. Like all this, okay, this is meaning. Okay, I realized I'm not too far off. I just needed to like connect with this. So I definitely want to go deeper. I'm just not, I'd be scary. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. I'm gonna figure it out though. I'll figure it out. I'm gonna... we get me, but I'll be fucking high all the time, like high as fuck for hours after I just smoke a little bit. So I'll be like, man, DMT or something?
Yeah, I'm too scared. That's
what I'm saying. I'll be like,
are
I'm
you too
be
scared to do DMT? What scares you about it?
I've heard some stories.
Have you
and
done DMT?
Like, if you have
no,
like,
I want to.
I've heard a few, like he was saying, you have like unresolved things going on inside of you,
okay.
And it'll like. Like confront you about it basically.
Damn,
okay.
Bro.
And just I've just heard so many stories about people doing it and shit happening to them,
but it's not your
experiencing
own.
Yeah,
it's not your own story.
You gotta relax. Yeah,
but
bro,
no,
can you surrender to the medicine?
I don't know
I'm gonna have it.
Once like I'm gonna
still hear that song.
Once that shit's taking
that
over
shit,
I'm gonna
DMT,
let it take
that's
over.
Like a
I'm
whole
like, fuck
another level.
Yeah, well, set intentions, you know. Anytime you do psychedelics, always set intentions, because you vibrate at such a high level.
I like that.
Yeah,
you vibrate so high.
Just make sure you're like, this is the destination, let's figure it out.
Well, and no expectations.
I took acid twice. The second time, that was the
nope.
craziest
no,
trip
like, no,
ever. Like, I took two hits. I took one hit the first time. I went out, did shit, and the homie, rest in peace, he was like, you did what on what? He was like, oh, hell no.
Not
that
exactly.
was some trash. He said, you need to fuck with my cousin. Next weekend, I grabbed some shit from him. I'm about to take two hits. He said, whoa. I'm like, What? I guess he take one. He said, from your experience last time, I say take two, but that's on you, bro. I was just like, fuck it. I took two, like within 30 minutes. I was just like, yo, what the fuck?
What
is
reality?
And I get dropped off at the house. I'm waiting on Kent to come through. And Lante pulled back up. I was like, bro,
you gotta stay up with me, man. Da, da, da. He's like, man, I've been up all night, all day. He's like, man, you be good. I'm like, bro, it's only been an hour and this shit is crazy. And he was like, bro, this is just the beginning. And y'all know how the little cartoon, like SpongeBob cartoon, just go in the dark and it's just like, someone's like, ha 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 ha. That's all it was, bro, it's just the beginning. Bro, it's just the beginning. Bro, it's just the beginning. I'm just like, what the fuck? Yeah, that whole night was wild.
Did you have any experiences that were like life changing or any revelations or any?
Don't do that shit when you got shit going on with yourself. Like, definitely have a clear mind and shit.
Schedule.
Yeah.
And a clear schedule for LSD 2 hits.
So the crazy thing about that, I took off the next day because I had to take my kids to the first day of school.
Uh-huh.
Did not think I was still going to be high. I had to get a ride to take them. I'm high in front of the teachers. Just like they talking,
trying
like,
to be normal. Mm-hmm. Let me be normal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was a wild experience. I'll probably never take two hits again, but I'll fuck around with it one more time.
You'll have to try DMT.
I actually do. I want to see what that's talking about.
Yeah.
It's
exciting.
Yeah, convince me. I might try.
Any experiences?
Yo, you already know. They can go and listen to it on the episode.
Yeah,
but I will give them this to match some trippy shit. You can't do any of that stuff while you're in any type of anger or frustration or breakups. And I did that. I fucked up.
No.
Dealing with some bullshit. I was like, fuck it. I got stuff to do, errands. But I took this like, say if you cut out a slice of pizza and you take that out, right? I took the bigger piece. And I didn't drink water. I went straight from there. It was hot. It was feeling like a day like this where it was just humid as fuck.
Yeah.
And fucking I was driving down the way and my gosh, it hit me. It smacked me. I didn't know what I was doing at that time. It was terrible. It was I apologize, but that shit hit me in the stomach. I had to pull over and throw up. From there I was like, it looks like I'm not running any errands today. So I drove back to the house. Had to lay there. I went straight to the bed and laid down. For some reason, it felt like I was about to puke, right? So at my old place, the fucking bathroom was straight across from my bedroom. And so I'm like, sit up like a zombie. And I fucking run to the fucking bathroom and I start puking. But I'm puking forever. And for some reason, like, I apologize if I'm scaring anybody to like not.
You're just purging your anger.
This is just what just happened.
It's just
just don't do it in that time. But right. Fucking, my eyes were turning red. Like I'm seeing this, and I'm fucking all of a sudden like my vision of everything turned red. It looked like Slim Shirt. Like my vision. It looked like 007 when he got shot through the fucking barrel. Boom. The fucking blood was running. It was wild. I felt this shit that popped up, and I thought it was like my small intestines. I'm not even kidding, because I grabbed it, and it didn't like come up, and I was like, oh hell no! So I swallowed it, bro. Also, no, it was wild, fam. I was tripping, yo. I called my girl. I was like, yo, I need you. Help. I need to cuddle. Fuck this shit. I'm struggling. Like,
oh my god.
I told her I'm gonna leave the door unlocked and I'm just gonna stand here. I was like just telling myself, don't pass out. Don't, like, I thought it was the end for me.
It was the end.
It felt like it was the end.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie. But yeah, it was in terrible conditions, no hydration. Didn't eat, like it was terrible. Just don't ever do that stuff in those situations.
That's why I don't do shit now.
No, it's worth it. It's completely worth it.
It's
but
a good
be in the right mind.
Yeah.
Be in the right mind. Because it's worth it to find so much more within yourself that you don't question or don't think of that your brain's able to reach, because there's there's so much of the percentage of the brain that we're even able to reach, and it's allowing you to
just snag starts that, firing that off.
Piece. True. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. Even if just doing it, look, I'm not even gonna recommend it. Just, it's just one of those things. Just think about it. Just do your research.
That's the thing too. Don't do it by yourself.
No,
have a guide.
Yeah,
have a guide. Have a guide.
Have a guide. Have a guide.
Yes.
Big facts. Have a guide.
Guys, thank you so much. I know you have to go on stage. 10 minutes is definitely up. This asshole. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so say bye. Introduce yourself while you leave.
Peace out. True ambition. Keep pushing what you love. If it's not what you love, don't do that shit.
Hey.
Yak. Let it bang. Loud pack. Yak. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing.
Okay.
Bruce Wayne. At Bruce Wayne 405 on everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Benzo the Bull. Lottie Boys ENT on the come up.
Man, okay. Know,
name is Derek Cantu. I go by many things, but I'm going to stick with Derek Cantu. I'm just playing Lottie Boys ENT up in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we definitely try to change some things.
All right. Thank you. Bye. This is Christy.
What's happening? This Uncle Slim, man. We out of here. Stay blessed and at your best.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye. Big, 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 big shout out to True Ambition for putting this all together. Thank you so much, Derek, Uncle Slim, Benzo, Yak Let It Bang, and Bruce Wayne for coming onto the podcast. Thank you, listeners, for staying and being a part of this fun adventure we call life. Bye, guys. See you soon.